The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, Chauncey here, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yeah, that's right, man. We are still flying high with all the sports shows in Chicago that we want to see you come out to every one of them because we're having so much fun. Okay, hey, let's talk about this week's show. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we are coming to you from where? The Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds on Randall Road, just north of Route 38, January 17th through the 19th. And first, we're going to have Rick Battellini of Yellowbird Fishing Products, which includes planer boards, Legion lures, KB spoons, Doctor spoons, and a whole lot more. These are lures that are in the top 100 lures ever made and produced in the United States. They are fantastic fish catchers. Stop over there and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. Then we're going to have Matt Gunkel. And you're saying, Matt Gunkel? Isn't that name sounds familiar? That's the gentleman that I went fishing with in Southern Illinois. He also owns Lungeon Lures and is a great muskie and striper guide in Southern Illinois. And we're going to talk with him about what makes the product of Lungeon Lures so great at the show, where he could show everybody about them. And we're going to have fun with him. Then this is a jammed show, everybody. Then, ready for this? Todd Alberto from the Chicagoland Fishing Expo next week at the Schaumburg Convention Center. That's next week at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Will tell us about all the cool things coming to his show, the booths, the vendors, the activities for kids and adults, seminar speakers, and more January 23rd to the 26th. And last, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report to help you get in the mood to get out fishing on the ice or maybe come to an outdoor show if you don't want to be cold. There's a lot of stuff here. You have to be part of it. Well, you know what? Let's take a listen to our good buddy, Mr. Rick Battellini.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? You know, I told you we're out here at the Kane County Fairgrounds for the Muskie Expo. And with me right now is a local boy who done good. I think that's what they call it. Rick Battellini. How are you?
We're doing great, Chauncey. Thanks for having me today.
No problem. And Rick, Rick's company, you've seen him for years. It's Yellowbird products, but it's Yellowbird, it's spoons, it's crankbaits, and he's going to give me the list because I'm going to miss one of them, and you're not going to miss one of them, right, Rick?
Well, this year, or actually last year, what happened is that we were voted into the Fishing Hall of Fame's top 100 lures of all time, and we are extremely honored and excited to be a part of the clan, and we got our Prescott spinnerbaits coming in, I think, at number 72, and then our Doctor Spoons came in at number 68. So we have two of the top 100 fishing lures of all time, along with our planer boards, which we invented, our crankbaits, which is Legion Lures, and our KB Spoons. So we have a rich history. We go back to 1893. We're still in the game. I've been doing this for going on 16 years now, and we're excited to be in the fishing industry and being a part of people's passions.
Exactly. And one of the things that you just, all those lures that you mentioned, they can be used for, they're not just a bass lure or this lure or that lure. They are used for bass, walleye, muskie. I mean, you can use the spinners for, you know, almost for bass, walleye, pike. You can use those Prescott lures. I mean, I go by the booth every time and I just go, no, Trance, you got so many cool things here to buy that people should. And it all depends on what you're interested in. Because, hey, I like to go bass fishing. But if I'm on a lake that there's muskie, maybe I shall pitch a few muskie lures to see if I can get that interest. And that's what you're here at the Muskie Expo trying to do.
Well, when I first got in industry, I didn't realize how species-specific this industry was. And I wanted to be that one-stop shop. And so that's why we've encompassed all of our spoons and spinnerbaits and now crankbaits and everything that we have. But the Prescott was originally for northern pike. And now we're seeing guys trolling with these for crappie or trout or panfish and, you know, putting a leech or a worm or a minnow on there. And we're getting more and more people utilizing something that goes back to 1893. So we're really excited that people come to our booth and we're at all these different shows and they're telling me their stories. And we're just enhancing our line one year after the other.
One of the things, you know, people talk about lures and how, you know, lures will come in and they're hot for a couple of years and then they die down. Oh, the fish know what they're doing. Fish brain isn't that big, folks. It's smaller than your baby pinky fingernail. They're just smarter because they want to live. That's all it is. It's natural instinct. But all these lures from Yellowbird that you have here at the Muskie Expo, and you're going to be also at the Schaumburg Show next weekend, right?
Yes, booth 200, and we've been a staple there for since its inception. So we're really excited to be at the shows. We're there to answer questions. It's not just about sales. We're here to talk to our customers. What's working? What's not working? What do we need to improve on? So, you know, everybody loves to hear the great things about your product. Mm-hmm. But we also want to hear what's not working for you. You know, is the split ring too heavy? Is the split ring too tight? Is the hook too, you know, does it bend? You know, so we like to hear the feedback from our customers so we can make a better product. And that's what I brought to the table when I came here 16 years ago. I wanted to hear the stories. What's your successes? What's the negatives? And that's how we have a great product today. And I'll put it up against anybody. We now have the number one spoon, the doctor's number one spoon up in Canada. Anybody go on a fishing trip, they have two bagfuls of doctor spoons because they're always catching 50-plus inch fish. Not only pike, but muskie, lake trout, and now walleye. We're hearing great stories.
And that's the important thing. The lures from Yellowbird product, they're not timely lures, they're timeless lures. They've done it for 100 years and they're going to do it for another 100 years because this is what works. It's a certain wobble in a spoon. It's a certain spin in a spinner. It's a certain wiggle in a crankbait. These are the things that have been proven and you don't let them out the door unless they all do that thing that they're supposed to do.
Well, our quality control and our customer service are beyond what anybody could imagine. We get a phone call, we return it. We have an issue, we replace it. No questions asked. We want the customer to be happy because once you have negative feedback from everybody, it travels to 100,000 people. You get some great feedback, you know, you tell everybody and your grandfather about it. So that's what we want. We want people to talk kindly about our products. And everything's on sale this week. And in 2 weeks at the Schaumburg Show. So come fill your tackle boxes, show me your pictures of your successes, and let's just talk about fishing, and that's what we're here to do.
Have this guy teach you how to use a planer board from the shore. You won't believe what you hear. You've got to ask him. Say, hey, I heard you say that on Chauncey's show. How do I use a planer board from shore, not from a boat? It's an amazing thing. Rick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chauncey, and we look forward to seeing you at the Muskie Show this week.
That's right. Come to the Muskie Show this weekend, Kane County Fairgrounds. And if you can't, Rick will be at the Schaumburg Show next weekend. But come on out both weekends because you know what? We're talking fishing. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 30th through February 2nd at the King County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
On the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a bird?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, broadcasting from where? The Muskie Expo. Yes, the fish with teeth, everything else is bait. I've been told that 100,000 times this weekend. It's really great. But with me right now, we got a local boy. He's not a local boy, he's a local man. He, you know, grew up here in the Northeast Illinois, you know, parents, everybody else, went to school down Southern Illinois, got his degree, got his education, and down the road he became a guide and also owner of Lungeon Lures. Matt Gunkel, dude, what are you doing here?
Thanks, Chauncey. I decided that I didn't have enough to do with my full-time job, so I decided I'd be a guide and start a lure company as well. Me and my business partner, Chris, 10 years ago, bought Lungeon Lures from Chad Kane. And ever since then, we've been doing the shows. This first show starting out in 2025 is the Chicago Muskie Expo in St. Charles at the Kane County Fairgrounds.
Now, one of the things when I walk around a muskie show, and this is, and I'm not trashing anybody else's lures. They make this. Suix are great. The big spinners are great. All of these massive plastics are great lures to see. When I look at your lures, they're a variety of sizes. So it's not so much just a musky lure, it's you'll catch a lot of different things on your lures, right?
Our baits do apply to other species. We start with baits that are in the 3.5 to 5.5 inch range, because we specialize in reservoir fishing. We have a lot of products that represent smaller shad, and they cross over well into the salmon, walleye, and largemouth and smallmouth markets.
Well, that's what I mean. And, you know, it's yes, you've got great musky baits. Oh, my God, do you have musky baits. I mean, I stand there and I just sit there and drool. You can see it on it, you know, a little off the side of my cheek here. But, I mean, it's I look at it and say, oh, my God, I could have that for muskies. I could have that for those, you know, pike and walleye and bass. Oh, bass will hit that crank bit, I bet. And it's just something that they don't see that'll make them interested in hitting it.
Yep, we cross over into all the different species, and depending on the region of the United States, Canada, or Europe that you might be in, we have a lot of customers that are kind of in the trophy bass market out in California and Texas. And then, of course, they cross over into pike really easily, as well as all the great walleye fisheries we have in the northern Midwest.
Oh, yeah. And in California, they're fishing for largemouth bass in those big reservoirs in southern California with baits that look like rainbow trout that are 12, 13 inches long. And you're like, are there muskies in this lake? No, there's bass. I mean, this is what I mean. But Lungeon Lures, I mean, it is really a quality muskie bait company. And, you know, are there some new ones that you got this year or something that a lot of people may have not seen that you brought back?
This year, we're launching our first rubber bait. It's going to be an 11-inch rubber swim bait. And the first time we're selling it is tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It'll be available at the Chicago Muskie Show. And then we're going to have it in Columbus at the Muskie Show as well. And after that, it'll be on our website.
Okay, when you say a rubber bait, what is it? Is it like a creature bait or is it a plastic fish bait? You know, what does it look like?
It's an 11-inch swim bait. It has a paddle tail, a kind of a shad Cisco profile. And from head to tail, it's 11 inches with an internal wire harness.
Okay, so what you're telling me is, in the water, it's going to give off a heavier vibration than many other baits because it's that swim bait and it's going to whop, 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 whop back and forth a little bit.
It does. It has a big, big, wide, exaggerated body roll as well as a tail kick that actually rotates all the way around 360 degrees to displace as much water as possible to call in fish from a long way.
Mm-hmm. Now, your baits... Anybody who uses any decides are going any body of water. If you got a body of water that's got pike and muskie in it, you really need to make sure that you have some kind of a wire leader in front of your bait. And your baits are made so that eye isn't going to move, right? That's in the bait. When you attach that wire leader to that bait and start cranking it and, you know, get it, you're not going to lose that bait with a fish on it because you've made it so that that is so rock solid, right?
That's right. The baits are made to be fished. If in musky fishing and pike fishing, a lot of guys keep heavy rods, tight drags, heavy braided line. On our swim bait, it's a internal wire harness that's connected together, and so it can't come apart. And on all of our injection molded baits, the wire forms are about 5 to 10x the standard of walleye or your typical walleye or bass lures. So you are not going to pull that wire form out.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the popular Lungeon baits that maybe a lot of people, you know, don't know about it yet? When they come to the show today and Sunday, they're going to go, whoa, what? What are some of the popular ones that you'd like them to take a look at?
So I'd like to have everyone check out the new bait, the 11-inch swim bait we're calling the Moneymaker. In addition to that, a lot of our really popular baits would be our 22 short, which is a 4-inch deeper diving crankbait, our 4-inch rattling shad, and we have a 5.5-inch wide body crankbait called the Chubby, which is also going to be available this weekend.
The Chubby?
It's called the Chubby. It's a big, wide, one-inch bodied piece of wood, and displaces a ton of water. It has been really effective the last 3 or 4 falls since we really released it.
Yeah. Now, are all the baits wood from Lungeon Lures?
We offer wood in almost all of our crankbaits, but the majority of our line is an ABS plastic, and they are injection molded.
Okay, so they're, once again, they're still solid. That's the important thing, right?
They're solid. Yep, they're solid two-piece. They're chemically melted together with heavy-duty wire forms. That's right.
Now, when I sit there and look at them, who dreams up for Lungeon these color patterns? They catch my eye, like, boom, right, oh, what's that one over there? I never saw that one. I mean, what? Who is it? You? Is it your partner? Is it your son? What is it?
It's a little bit of everything. My partner, I give him a lot credit. He's a lot more creative than I am. But we collaborate on colors every year to release new ones, and both of our wives contribute to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Surface baits are there also, aren't there?
No surface baits, but that is something that may be coming in this couple of years.
Oh yeah, because you don't just make it. You don't take something, copy, or get close to copying what somebody else is doing. You take something, test it, try it, tweak it again, try it, tweak it, throw it against the wall, tweak it, try to make it work so it does exactly what you want it to do, and that's what you're waiting to do down the road with a surface bait.
That's exactly right. We're not a copy artist. We like to try to make something that's innovative, bring to the market. And we respect all the kind of intellectual property that other people have put out for great baits. So we try to put our own twist, make a better mousetrap if it's in the same category, or try something totally different that hasn't been released.
Now, many people may have seen Matt last weekend at the Tinley Show, and but you were there under the banner of Southern Illinois Guide Service?
That's right. I was under the banner of SoIl Sport Fishing, my guide service. But the next couple shows, I'll be with Lunge and Lures.
Okay, now, but I want to shine a little light on this. You fish waters down in Southern Illinois and many other areas that have massive fish in them. And it is just truly remarkable of your ability as a guide to take somebody who doesn't know how to do what they're doing and put them on fish so they're literally catching the fish of their lifetime. I mean, that's just called years of experience on the water, right?
That's the goal. The reason that I got into guiding and formed my own LLC about a year and a half ago was to be able to teach people and give them a great experience on the water. And the idea is to let them chase the biggest predators that we have in our region, stripers and muskies.
And people go, we have muskies in Southern Illinois? Well, you want to answer that one?
We certainly do. I'm certainly biased, but in my opinion, Kincaid is the best fishery in the state of Illinois.
It is. It truly is. I mean, when you got a bait and you're working it through the water and you see that muskie come out of the water and he's going to come down on your bait, don't do a Chauncey. Don't stop the bait and go, huh? Oh, my God. Keep the bait moving. Right?
Keep it going. We like to do something called a figure eight, keep the fish engaged. And fortunately, being in Southern Illinois, we have kind of a different temperature region, different growing season, and we start fishing in about a month full time. We're in the middle of January right now. By the middle of February, we'll be in full swing fishing. Wow.
So, I mean, yes, you're here for Lunge and Lures, but you're also here for SoIllinois Guide Service. And people can come and talk to you about both of them, right?
They certainly can. There'll be some clients that come this weekend or guys that want to book a trip, and I'll be more than happy to set up some dates with them if they want. And if you're looking just to buy some musky lures, I'd love to have you stop by and check out the new baits as well as some new colors or new styles of baits that have been released before.
Matt, if somebody wants to get more information about Lunge and Lures or your guide service, what do they do?
If people want to get a hold of us, Lunge and Lures, it's LUNGENLURES.com. If they want to get a hold of us, SoIl Sport Fishing, they can get a hold of me on my cell phone or check out at 708-710-6536. And the outfitter that I work through is called Shawnee Expeditions. It's my friend Scott. If you want to check out his website, I am on there as well.
Okay, and I want everybody to stop at the booth this weekend and say, show me Chauncey's favorite lunge and bait. Okay, you got to do that. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels that catch the really big ones, lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show.
I'm DNR Conservation Officer Tony Salzer.
And I'm Minnesota Wild goaltender Alex Stalock. As a kid growing up in Minnesota, I loved getting on the ice any way I could, whether I was playing ice hockey with my friends or ice fishing on the lake.
Whatever it is that brings you to the lake, we want you to remember that ice is never 100% safe. There needs to be at least 4 inches to walk or skate on, and 5 to 7 for ATVs and snowmobiles.
So have fun and be safe while skating in the state of hockey.
Or dropping a line through the ice in the state of fishing.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at Chauncey's Great Outdoor booth at the Muskie Expo January 17th through the 19th at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois. Stop by and let's talk about your next salmon fishing adventure. You catch them spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and massive lake trout. For more information, call Captain Tony at area code 847-366-0741 or go to my website, diamondghostcharters.com, for more information.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns to the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiting, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
1 pike, 2 pike, 3 pike, 4.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator
and the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over
like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this, you know, gonna be a cool end of the weekend, but more important, as Ed Sullivan would say, a really big shoe. I just aged myself, I know that. But that's okay. The really big show is coming to Chicago next week in January 23rd to the 26th. And it's called Chicagoland Fishing Expo, a.k.a. the Schaumburg Show. And on the line with me right now is our good buddy, Mr. Todd Alberto, the gentleman who pulls it all together and makes a great time for all of us to talk fishing for 4 days. Todd, how are you?
Chauncey, I'm doing great, buddy. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I mean, everybody talks about the show. Everybody. You going to Schaumburg? I mean, yeah, so everybody come on out to Schaumburg. But you've got a lot of neat things going on in the show. First of all, you got 100,000 square feet of space, right?
Right about that, yeah. A couple thousand more.
Maybe. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right around that number.
So, I mean, and this is all outdoor stuff, fishing, boating, resorts. So what do you got planned for this next weekend to get everybody all fired up? And the weather's going to be perfect, folks. It's cool in Chicago, so don't worry about it. Put the jacket on, check it in when you get to the show, and just have fun. What do you got going this week, next weekend?
Well, you know, it's always warm in the fishing show, right, Justin?
Oh, it is. It is.
So I know you guys are getting ready to hit a pretty good cold stretch right now, but I think that's supposed to blow out of town on Tuesday or so, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
The weather looks perfect next weekend. I don't see any snow in the forecast at this point, which is always a great thing for the show. Makes it easier for people to get there and stay. But we've got a lot of new exciting things this year. You know, for the families this year, we've added a kids' fishing pond. DNR is providing a beautiful pond filled with a bunch of trout and a bunch of the DNR staff to help the kids fish for the trout. So that's something new, something we haven't had in maybe a half a dozen years or so. So I'm excited for that. And that's in addition to some of the other features we have, whether it's the live birds of prey or the 5,000-gallon mobile fish tank with all the bass and other cool fish in it with the pros mm-hmm. up there and the experts giving seminars. We've got the casting pond for the kids to do. We've got fly time. So when it comes to the families, great opportunity to get out and have a lot of fun.
Oh, God. Yeah, and on top of all of that, excuse me, on top of all of that, you get some of the greatest seminar speakers that show up. I mean, of course, you've got everybody loves Brandon Polinuk. Oh, my gosh. When you say his name, people run to the hog trough, okay?
And, you know, it's funny, Chauncey. Every year, Brandon and I talk, and it's like, man, should we change things up and bring somebody else in? And I go back and forth on it, and it's like, man, just so many people are excited to see him. He always has new material. He's so approachable, such a great ambassador for the sport. Having Chicagoland Fishing Expo without Brandon almost seems like a sin at this point.
No, it is. It really is. And then, you know, you've got Mr. Zona coming in, Mark Zona, Northwest Indiana boy that decided he wanted to move to Michigan to stay close to KVD, I guess.
Well, he's a Chicago boy originally, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, I know we were talking about it, that he grew up downtown Chicago. So nice to see him come back. It's been, I think, probably 7 or 8 years since he was there the last time.
Easily. And then Jim Sarek is coming for a speaker. You've got also Steve Heiding is coming out there. You've got, Violet Talley's coming in. Steve Welch, the crappie man. Oh, this guy in Central Illinois, I don't know. He's the crappie whisperer down there, and he just gets on his boat and talks to the fish, and he jump in your bucket. I mean, it's really bizarre. But, I mean, there's so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great lineup, and Steve does a great job. But, I mean, I think this year here, too, on the seminar schedule, we have a little bit more diversity. We have seminars on catfish, which we haven't had for quite a while. Jake Nally will be doing some seminars on catfishing. We have a seminar on ice fishing with all the cold that you guys have had out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great year to get out on the lakes and do some ice fishing. So, you know, we've got some ice fishing gear in the show. Plus, we have a seminar geared to ice fishing, which is super. That's the Unlimited Guide Service guys that will be doing that. Spence Petros is in the house. Am I saying Petros right, or is it Petros?
Either way, but I didn't know he was coming.
You didn't. No, he's doing a seminar on Saturday at 2:00 with Anthony Zimmer on walleyes on the chain in Lake Geneva.
Cool. I didn't realize that. And then on top of that, what are you doing? You're having giveaways. How do you do this? You're going to be giving away Costa sunglasses every day. The show's going to give a pair of Costa sunglasses. We're not talking. These aren't the, you know, $1.99ers at Walgreens, folks. These are very nice, you know, several hundred dollar, you know, sunglasses. And they're going to give one of them away. Daily giveaway.
So as far as the sunglasses are concerned, yeah, Coast has been a gracious sponsor of the show for a number of years. They give us, essentially, it's a certificate for a free pair, including free shipping. So you can pick up any pair of sunglasses you like off of their website, and they will ship it to you. We have a drawing of one of those per day. The Tutula Reels is another daily giveaway, one drawing per day, and that is for the Tutula 100 Reel.
Oh, it's a Tutula 100. Okay.
So Tutula 100. So there's one of those per day that is given away. You don't have to be present to win. You do have to be present to sign up for it.
Okay.
The confusion, too, might be the 100 Daiwa rod and reel combo giveaways that we do on Sunday for the first kids 11 and under who are in line or into the show. They will get a free combo that Daiwa has graciously supported as well. What else do we have? Jim Grant gives away a couple of rods. That is the grand prize for the show, one each, the Piera and the All-American. You enter at our grand prize booths, where you also enter for the Costa sunglasses, and you will be contacted if you win that. And then, of course, Muskie Madness on Friday. You spoke about Jim Sarek. You spoke about Steve Heiding. We've got a great lineup of Muskie seminars that open to close that day that culminate in a 6:00 Q&A panel where you can sit and ask questions of of all the speakers and all the pros and kind of clarify your needs to have a better time on the water chasing muskie. And during that Q&A panel, two lucky attendees at it, will receive a $1,000 muskie package that includes a Daiwa reel, a Daiwa rod, a giant spool of X braid, mm-hmm. some of the Betsy swim baits, and a beautiful package of Danko pliers and fishing tools will be part of that as well. And geez, I forgot about that. Thursday, I mean, so many giveaways.
I know.
First 50 that go to the Danko booth
will
get a set of aluminum pliers.
Yeah, this is what I mean. You need to go to the show every day then. You really do. I mean, $1,000 for two $1,000 packages?
Yes, sir. And that's Friday night. We've been doing that for, I don't know, the last half dozen years, and it's always a big hit. We get a great turnout for the Muskie seminars, and then we randomly draw two people in the audience that will walk away with $1,000 plus package of Muskie gear.
And if people think that there's not musky stuff there, you got another thing to think about. There's a lot of musky stuff at the show to talk to people about and find places to go, et cetera, et cetera. And especially $1,000 gifts. Oh, my gosh. You're having fishing simulators, I know, on. You've got the hog trough. The fishing simulator, rented teeth this morning, is where you stand in front of this machine with the big screen TV and you watch the fish hit the lure, and it literally, you're fighting that fish and it gives you a score. And people go, what? If you do it once, forget all the video games at home. You're going to have to want to buy one of these machines because it'll catch over that edge when you want to go fishing. But there's a Bassmaster kids casting program going on there. You mentioned the wings and talons, the Birds of Prey, the casting pond, which is always fun to do with, you know, an adult or a kid learning how to cast a little bit. You mentioned the kid scavenger hunt and all kinds of stuff on family day. And then you got my crazy booth and all the activities that's going there. I mean, Todd, I don't know how you do this. You must not sleep at all.
Sleep? No. That's for later in the year. But when you were talking about those family-friendly features I mentioned earlier, you're mm-hmm. right. I did forget to mention a couple of them. Specifically you. You always have a great group of people there to educate people on fishing and just be a wonderful ambassador to the sport itself and also the simulator. Yes, it's, you know, the Maple Bassmasters do both that, and Bassmasters itself does the kids casting program on Sunday. But the simulator, you can fish for one of eight different variety of fish, whether it's freshwater or a giant marlin. You are hooked up to a fishing simulator machine. You watch it on TV as the fish chases the bait. When it hits it, man, it'll nearly pull these kids out of the chair.
Mm-hmm.
So they sit in the fishing chair and they fight it, and it truly feels, I'm amazed by how lifelike it is when you're battling this fish on the rod. It pulls, it jumps. You feel just like you're out on the lake fishing.
Oh yeah, and
or on the ocean.
You know, this show, I remember the very first time I met you and we talked about this show, you know, when you're going to first put it together, and it's only gotten better. It's only snowballed. It's only because your show is a show that has stuff for the outdoorsman. It doesn't have the weird things, you know?
When we talk about the weird things, I mean, there is a place for a couple of weird things. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest, I think you and I were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
But one of those things that I heard more people disappointed about last year than anything was that the pickle guy was not in the house. they had some issues. They had to cancel last minute. And I couldn't believe how many people were disappointed at a fishing show that they couldn't get their pickles. But I have good news for everybody out there. The pickle guy is back. So we will have pickles at the show this year.
Yay! You got to get your little tub of pickles and you go to your booth and you snack on garlic pickles or habanero pickles or oh my gosh, yes, because the pickle man, and that's not a weird booth, that's a staple.
It is. I couldn't believe how many people came up to me last year and said, how was the show? And I said, well, it was very good. I said, not great. We were kind of disappointed you didn't have the pickle guy. I must have heard that from, 500 people over the course of the weekend, including the exhibitors.
Because I was talking to a few exhibitors at other shows, and they said, you know, the pickle guy would have my order ready when I just walked up to him. Hey, we haven't mentioned it. You got these things, and when you walk in a hall, they're usually to the right side. It's called boats.
Boats. Great selection of fishing boats. Great group of guys that have been, you know, they've got some incredible models that have been released here for this year. Mm-hmm. And we've got so many to choose from. I mean, it's a great place to compare and buy. A great boat section. If you went to the Chicago Boat Show, I heard that they didn't have a lot of fishing boats. I heard there was a lot of, pleasure craft at the show. But this is the place where you want to come in and talk to the boat dealers if you're in the market for a fishing boat. They have a ton of fishing platforms. They also have pontoons, but only pontoons that are adaptable to fishing with live wells or fish finders. Mm-hmm. Trolling motors, etc. And beyond the boats, we also have most of the major kayak brands at the show that can also be purchased while you're at the show from almost every major dealer that's every major brand that's out there right now.
Yeah, that's the kayaking is huge because you're able to use them in certain lakes in the forest preserves, rivers, creeks, streams. There's people that use them on Lake Michigan, not me, but there are people that use them on Lake Michigan. That's fantastic. I didn't realize you're going to have kayaks for purchase out there. But there are more fishing boats there than there were at the Chicago Boat Show. Todd, all kinds of stuff going on. We just want to review with you when the show is happening and stuff like that. I mean, it's going on from the 23rd to the 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Free parking. Thursday, it's 12 noon to 8 p.m. Friday, it's 12 to 8. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7. And Sunday, 9 to 3.
Those are the hours. You can get tickets at the box office. You can get them online on our website, which mm-hmm. is chicagoland.sportshows.com. So you can either buy them in advance and have your tickets ready when you come to the door. We can scan your mobile device or take a printed copy and scan that to get you in. Or you can buy them right at the box office.
Exactly. So once again, I'm looking forward to the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, a.k.a. the Schaumburg Show, with Todd Alberto and his great staff that puts on a fantastic show in the end of January when it's always a little chilly outside in Chicago. Todd, thanks for coming on.
Chauncey, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure. I look forward to this week coming out there and spending time with the Chicagoland angling community. We hope to see everybody out there, and I can't wait to see you, bud.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right, Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the really big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns to the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, January 23rd through 26th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Mark Zona, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, Steve Heiding, and more. Shop over 200 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 23rd through 26th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
This is your year to visit Canada.
Make this your year to visit Canada. The All Canada Show is the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the U.S. Meet the lodge owners, see great seminars, and enjoy an ice-cold Labatt Blue. We're giving away a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night, January 30th through February 2nd at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discounted tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Sports Show Month that we've got going on here. And once again, we're broadcasting to you from the Muskie Expo. That's right. Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road. It's just north of Roosevelt Road and just south of Main Street there. And you can't miss it. It's a great time. A lot of great booths. A lot of good people to talk to. You heard our friend Matt Gunkel on there. Yellowbird is also there with Rick Battellini. He just had a birthday the other day. Remember that. And so, you know, come on out. See with us. Talk with us. Let's talk some fish and get excited. And, of course, next week we got the big Schaumburg Show. Oh, yes. I'm very fired up about that. And it's only going to get better, better, better every year. And let me tell you, it's a good time. It's a good time. Well, let's, you know, first of all, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo last weekend. Great time. Super duper. Thank you for all coming. This weekend, I mentioned Muskie Expo. Next weekend is the Schaumburg Show. The weekend after that is the All Canada Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds. So make sure you come to all of the events, and let's have some fun and talk some fishing, as they say. Some fishing. Okay, we got to do the Aiden Fishing Report so I don't get yelled at by his fans. Aiden, this report sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we hit Big Blue Lake, and the ice was about 6 inches plus and very clear.
Oh, cool. You should see, oh, you could see, not you should, you could see the fish under the ice swim by. We use those small whack 'em and stack 'em baits you sent me, and I tipped them with a wax worm, and the gillies just banged the poop out of them. Banged the poop out of them. I guess that's a nice way of saying it, Aiden. Thanks. I sent you a picture of the plate of fried bluegill in front of me, so you know I ate them, and they were really sweet. We went down to the river, and the old guy said that the river's starting to lock up, and we got a few steelhead, but it's getting colder, and it's just going to get thicker along the edges and make it difficult. So I'm not sure how long they're going to be fishing. Your hockey star and pro fisherman in training, Aiden. Thank you, Aiden. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Speaking about local fishing up in Antioch, Captain Tony took a little bit of a ride around. He's working in my booth with me this weekend at the Muskie Show, so stop by, set up a charter with them, or talk about Lake Michigan fishing. But he said that ice fishing was pretty good. A lot of bluegills in the shallows on waxies and little jigs, whack them and stack them, things like that, and those shallows will get you some fish. You find some crappie on small minnows and spikes in 8 to 10 feet of water, he said, maybe. Walleye are good. Marie along the shoreline areas and Channel and Catherine were also good lakes to try. Gotta love those spots. I got a little report from my buddy Derek up in Wisconsin. He said up at Big Green Lake, they're catching perch and northern pike, and some guys had some permanent shacks out there, not the pop-ups, so he said those guys were warm. He was a little bit cold. Byers Cove, I think he means Byer Cove, had about 11 inches of ice on it, and the bluegill were slow there, but better in other areas. Beaver Dam, he said one of his friends, excuse me, Beaver Dam Lake, one of his buddies went over there and said that the walleye bite was okay in the early evening and tip ups till about 8 o'clock and then go find dinner. Ice thickness was about 9 inches, but you always have to check. He says don't say something stupid, you know. Little Green Lake, they're getting some walleyes and pikes along the deeper weed edges, which is a great sign right now. And crappies are in the deep basins on Little Green Lake, and that's where you want to sit right now. And he got that report from one of his other buddies. I guess he's making a connection of buddies out there. Olaf, that's his name, Olaf. I had to look at it twice to make sure I said it right. So that's pretty cool. You know, in Cook County Forest Preserves, you can go ice fishing. You really can. But just remember, they don't check the ice thickness. So you can go to Arrowhead, Axehead Lake, Beck Lake, Baloo Lake, Big Bend Lake, Bodie Lake, Bullfrog Lake, Bussy Reservoir, Flatfoot Lake. There's another one here. We got Green Lake, Horsetail Lake, Ida Lake, Maple Lake. Can't miss Maple Lake. Powderhorn and Papoose and Saganansky Slough. Also, Sag Quarries, Tampier Lake, Turtlehead Lake, and Wampum Lake are more lakes that are open to ice fishing for, you know, on the Cook County Forest Preserves. Once again, they don't check for ice thickness, so you need to check it yourself. And stay away from any open water you see. If there's water near an outflow, like a small dam, stay away from that. You just have to be careful when you're ice fishing and the activity that's going on out there. Because once you get out there and you get wet, it's not going to be pretty. And should always have all the safety gear. Number one gear, spud, then the little ice pullers that you can wear around your neck. It's basically like wooden. You used to make them out of wood, 2x4 pieces, and jam a nail into it, cut the nail so you have spikes to pull yourself out of the water, out of the ice, rather, onto the ice. And, you know, just be careful when you're out ice fishing. I'm not saying it's bad. Just be careful. Lake Michigan, we're getting a lot of reports of people fishing in the harbors, catching bluegills, rock bass, and perch, and some are limits of perch being caught. Hey, I like that word. Limits of perch, can't go wrong with that. They were ice fishing at the 87th Street channel, and that was a good spot there. They were reporting, somebody sent me a photo of a guy way out on the ice by 87th Street, and it looked like the open water was just beyond him.
you know, my friend Joe sent me the picture, but you know what? Don't do that, guys. That's not a smart thing to do. You know, excuse me. We're also seeing some activity in the central Illinois area because they've gotten some ice down there, and very few times do they go ice fishing this time of the year. They normally don't get it, so they're pretty active about that one. And I'm trying to think of the other ones that we got. Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, good activity. Ice is thick and solid. Remember that, thick and solid, so that's a good sign. And they're catching some walleye and tip-ups. Bluegills and crappies, we got to work for them. Don't think that they're just going to jump on the lines. So you need to work at them, but you can catch them there too. So that's a good sign. Any ice right now, if it's not covered in snow, you need to wear creepers anytime. Creepers are things that you put on the bottom of your feet, over your boots, that have either little spikes or springs that just help you from slipping on the ice. I had a little thing happen over the weekend where it wasn't on the ice. I slipped on ice on the concrete sidewalk, and Chauncey banged his head pretty hard. I will say that. Now, you know, it hurt, but we're okay. But really have those ice creepers when you're going to go out on the lakes, because these lakes that don't have any snow on them, that ice is so slick, you could boom and hit the floor. And you don't want to, you know, the melon's not made on your head, you know, between your shoulders to drop onto the ice. It's that will hurt you. Please, please, please remember that. We're also hearing a little bit about the rivers in western Michigan that are locking up. St. Joe is locking up right now because of the cold weather. There have been, and it's going to probably this next couple of days when it gets colder, it's even going to lock up further. So you got to watch out for all of them. Once again, I'm out at the Muskie Expo at Kane County Fairground. Come on out there, have some fun with us. Can't go wrong. And then next week we'll be at the big Schaumburg Outdoor Show, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. We got my big booth there with all kinds of activities for adults and kids. And let's talk fishing, let's take some photos, and just let's have some fun. Really? Okay, we did that. Oh, that. Oh, okay. I guess we're going to be coming to the end of the show, and I can hear the flute playing right now, which means we are coming to the end of the show. And this one comes from the Omaha Nation. And it's, a man should rely on his own resources. The one who trains himself is ready for any emergency. Very true. A man should rely on his own resources. Don't cry for somebody else to come and help you. The one who trains himself is ready for any emergency. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the birds we're hunting in southern Illinois. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week or any weekend at the sports shows for the next two more weeks. All right, take care, everybody. See you.